This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition as we broadcast from our flagship studio here in Tampa in Sarasota, Florida, going across the country from the Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet streaming online. And let's not forget also that we have got great military men and women listening to us right now. EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and let's not forget all about the coronavirus effort, too, the people that are helping us there, keeping us free and safe. Thank you to all of you. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there working the oil rigs all around the country and around the world. Thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, you can go to our Facebook page for the radio show, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go over there and like the page and then jump on into the chat room and be conducting a little conversation with everybody that's in there. And joining us right now, we've got the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
That was for Flip.
All right. Good morning, Flip.
All right. Let's say, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, we've got three breaking stories that have happened during the course of the night. The most recent one I'll do first. We've had a situation in Portland, Oregon, where fires were set around the Pioneer Place Mall in Portland during the course of the evening. They had a demonstration going on there. It went south. So they set the dumpsters on fire around the building. They vandalized the mall. They also did widespread looting there at the mall. The police were called in with reinforcements. They declared it a riot, told everyone to disperse and leave, and it took them a while to get them out of there, but they got them out of there, but they literally wrecked the joint again.
Well, this is the common practice with these rioters all over the country. Not surprised that the situation happened in a place like Portland, where it's mostly a very, very left.
Home of Antifa.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, this is terrible, Captain. You find this happening, like I said, in many cities across the country where people are allowed to do whatever and God knows what, not only to the property, but to other people as well. And the police, in many cases, are not even allowed to really do anything. They can't go hard after criminals anymore. And because you know what could happen as a result of that. And it's just terrible. It set a bad precedent, which started in Minneapolis and is spreading like cancer, this type of activity throughout the entire country.
Now, we also had an incident in North Korea on the DMZ where the North Koreans decided to blow up the little meeting shed they had there, they did. They threw the sister of Kim Jong-un threatened last week to do that because of the fact that she was sick and tired of having the propaganda leaflets coming over the border and this, that, and the other by whatever means they were getting there. And she gave the military permission
permission to engage in further activity if this stuff did not stop along the border. What that activity is going to be, only one can guess.
Absolutely, Captain. You have a situation here, another just a horrendous bit of history here between North and South Korea. You have a population in North Korea that are basically starving. The average person in North Korea, for example, is 6 inches shorter than the average person in South Korea because of a lack of nutrition and eating.
Uh-huh.
And those leaflets are talking about giving hints about freedom and, I guess, simple things like eating, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the North Koreans don't want their people to get encouraged. And as you know, what happens when a population gets encouraged, they start thinking and they want things for themselves. And this is typical of a dictatorship. And we just pray for these people in North Korea that something can happen to break this logjam so that these people can once again at least, you know, have something to eat. I mean, it's horrible.
Yeah, and then we had a situation in New York City yesterday where three police officers were hospitalized after going to the Shake Shack, and it appears that not only did they drink chemical, but they may have drank some sort of chemical solvent for cleaning.
Police as they need to, because they need to find out who did this and deal with them.
Absolutely. We need to lock these people up for a very long time once they find out who's done it. And they need to go under the jail, as far as I'm concerned. It's just indicative of the leftist mentality of this country. They're so full of hatred. Isn't it funny, Captain, how these people are the ones who always talk about love, peace? Looking at these leftist signs here on my computer about how we have to get along and this and no and about justice and we need peace and all of this, but yeah, these people are very murderous and very evil in their endeavors. And God help those police officers.
Well, this is the last blast of the blasted bugle right here. They are trying the fundamental transformation of America. They do not want Donald Trump elected. The deep state, the folks on the left, the Democrats, they're going to pull out every stop they possibly can think of. And when you think you got the narrative solved, they're going to turn around and do something else to upset the apple cart. Now, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Ron Edwards. And that was for you, Flip. I see you're in there again. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Kathy?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan is the home of whatever it takes, and let me tell you something, they do the very best job of what they do. I've been talking about them for going on 4 years right now, and while the factories were slowing production and many dealerships were running out of cars to sell, Dave and Dave Jr. went out and bought a bunch of cars and trucks so that you'd have what you'd want when you came back looking for it. Now, they've got over 1,000 brand new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, and Moss has got a vehicle for everybody's budget. Now, before you buy that Nissan or Acura somewhere else, see Moss, and they'll have a vehicle that you want that other guys might not. And their goal is to never lose your business over price with many favorable finance programs, including 0% with approved credit. Now, congratulations to our friends up at Moss River, Moss and Crystal River, because up there, they just won the prestigious Award of Excellence from Nissan. Great job up there, you guys. And searching for improved service can help, too. You know, you need to get a vehicle service. Let me tell you something. Moss Services Departments service and handle all makes and all models. Now, if you're a pastor, a faith worker, or a veteran, or a first responder, or active military, you get 20% off whatever the rate is to get your vehicle worked on at Moss Nissan or Moss Acura. Now, keep in mind, you go in there to buy a vehicle, and you tell them the captain sent you, you're going to get $500 off the price of the car. But remember, you don't wait till the last minute to do it. You tell them when you go in there, because that way they know you're going to get the money. And if you don't do it, you might have a little problem trying to explain after the deal's all done. Oh, wait a minute, that's happened. No, don't do that. So anyway, locations in Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue. Both Moss Acura and Moss Nissan are located there. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes, and tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Right back again with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, which we're going to play here in the next 30-minute segment sometime in there. So we've got a situation going on here right now where we just had the Supreme Court make a decision Now, it was kind of a twofold decision. First of all, they kicked back to the lower court the police immunity issue. And I'm aware of that, and I don't have any problem with that because that should be decided at the state level anyway, I think. And then, of course, the Supreme Court said that the federal civil rights law, Title VII law that was out there, protected LGBT workers. And I get that because I understand what brought this all about was a trans worker at a nursing home got fired just simply for being there, I guess, and that's what brought all that about.
Well, one of the things that, you know, I'm for unalienable rights, and I think that we need to get back to focusing on the fact that our unalienable rights need to be protected as individuals, as law-abiding citizens of this country, according to the Constitution. And that's where the focus should be. It shouldn't be focused on this group, member, or whatever, because if we just all we understand that we all have unalienable rights and that we're protected as individuals, period, whether you're straight, gay, or Christian, or whatever. And I think that should be more of the focus rather than if someone happens to be a trans person or whatever. You know, you see what I'm saying?
We're it makes sense. It makes sense because we are all granted inalienable rights by the Creator.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And so that should be the focus. And I understand that they're pushing these group rights and things of that, things of that manner, special rights for individuals that are in particular the favored group of the day. And this all started, believe it or not, under the civil rights movement. My dad used to call it the bastardized rights movement. And so, to get away from the concept, of the unalienable rights in our Constitution and all of that. So all that part of that graduated, push towards a different way of dealing with people from a leftist position to fundamentally help transform this country. That's part of that effort.
Now, did you hear about the test results of the Minnesota protesters that were arrested and went to jail? They gave them the corona test?
Well, I understand that it's very minuscule, the number of people that
1.5%. 1.5%.
Which means that, and believe it or not, that's a lower than many other things that are commonly around all the time, such as the common cold, allergy sufferers, things of that nature. So it's, this what we have gone through as a result of the Corona China virus is nothing more than us being hoodwinked, or many in the country, not us, but many in the country being totally hoodwinked. And the government has practiced control and other things that have nothing to do with actually curing a disease.
Mm-hmm.
And
by the
way, it's my opinion, but
by the way, Eric is chiming in saying people don't want unity. They want separate but equal.
I don't even think they want that.
Okay.
People just want, and when I look at these signs and I look at what's going on, it's a good thought that Eric has, but when I see the comments of people and the destructive things that are going on in our cities, a lot of people want things that are much worse than that.
You want a good thought?
Let's have one.
1 million people. It's kind of like that. Remember that show that used to go, $1 million. One million people, all right, have signed up for the Trump rally in Tulsa. And the governor is going, holy cow, I got to find a bigger venue. So now they are actually thinking about going to one of the outdoor stadiums there because there are a couple of football, well, there's one big football stadium there because the University of Tulsa plays there.
Well, you know, even the last go-around, I thought that the Trumpster should have bigger rally locations because the guy has always been very popular, and you see those huge rallies.
He'd have as many people outside as he'd have inside.
I know, and so he could have been having these things in much larger venues, and I hope they have one. In an 80,000-seat stadium.
Well, we got one not very far away from where I'm sitting.
That would just blow the leftist.
But here's the deal. You want to talk about voter enthusiasm?
Sure.
You couldn't get 100 people together in Joe Biden's basement if you dragged them in and gave them $100 a piece to be there. And we're talking about 1 million people want to go see this president? Holy smokes.
That's why, another reason why I don't believe these silly polls that say that Biden is so many points ahead.
No.
Just a repeat of what they did with Mrs. Clinton.
No.
Remember when she was 16 points ahead?
Oh, I do.
Mm. Yeah. In their imagination.
But
and
I also
continue to imagine.
But I also know what I saw this weekend. I had a bunch of minorities, blacks and Latinos, come up to me, and even some folks that were here from Europe that came into the country. And they were all, some of them were already citizens, and some of them were working on being citizens, and they were all listeners to the show. These people were all my listeners. They came up to me and told me, they said, you know, we used to be a Democrat, we listened, and we heard you, and we meet these people, and we were no longer Democrat. We are Republican, we are American, I said, you betcha, and I'd shake their hand and say, thank you for being an American.
Amen.
I didn't run into anybody that didn't come up to me, that wasn't a minority of some sort, that didn't tell me that. I didn't run into anybody, because it was really pretty neat.
I think the Trumpster is a lot more popular than the media wants to give. I had to go to the post office recently, and you know you have to wear a mask when you go into these places, right?
Was your picture on the wall?
Oh, no. It might be on there now. After
wearing the mask.
I had a Trump mask on. And nice, bright Trump letters, and this guy was behind me in the line. He says, sir, can you tell me where you can find a Trump mask? And I was telling him where he can find it. And the other
folks,
adults were looking at us like they'd like to cut our heads off.
Yeah.
You know, but we had fun. It was fun.
Yeah. Listen to this. And Eric is talking about something here. And you're right, Eric. Eric's talking about, remember when Pope John Paul II came to the United States back in the early 80s?
Yeah,
Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, he came through Cleveland. I was right there.
Do you remember they had 1 million people in attendance?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh, so it can be done.
Yeah, absolutely, easily, mm-hmm. No problem. And, you know, after you have, like, many teams, they celebrate their victories or whatever, their championships.
Yeah.
The Cleveland Cavaliers had 1 million people in downtown, and it was very peaceful, no damage. So you're right, it can be done. It's not a big deal at all. And I hope the Trumpster they have these huge stadiums all campaign season just filled with people.
Yeah.
I hear the music.
Okay. Let's see. All righty. And good morning, Christine. How are you? All right. We'll let you go, and we'll talk to you on Thursday, my friend.
Looking forward to it. Take care.
All right. That's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we're going to be playing an Edwards Notebook here in just a few minutes. So don't forget, it's all about we the people here on this program. And coming up, we got that little firebrand, Brooke. Remember, Brooke Talks America? She's going to be here. Don't go anywhere.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. NYPD Commissioner DeMott Shea spoke at a press briefing announcing the closing of the city's anti-crime unit.
These are the plainclothes units that operate our traditional anti-crime. Effective immediately, we will be transitioning those units, roughly 600 people citywide. This is a seismic shift in the culture of how the NYPD polices this great city. It will be felt immediately in the communities that we protect. We can do it with brains. We can do it with guile. We can move away from brute force.
President Trump reacted to the Supreme Court ruling that protects LGBT rights in the workplace.
I've read the decision, and some people were surprised, but they've ruled, and we live with their decision. That's what it's all about. We live with the decision of the Supreme Court.
The vote was 6-3 with Justice Neil Gorsuch, President Trump's first appointee to the court, writing the majority opinion. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and the Captain's America Third Watch on a Tuesday morning. And you know, that usually means that we got somebody exciting to talk to in this segment, and we do. But let me tell you about twoguysshows.com. We've got another gun show coming up here in July 11th and 12th down in Port Charlotte. But in the meantime, they're going to have a big old auction at the twoguysshows.com home headquarters called Phoenix Ordnance on 49th Street in Pinellas Park coming up on the 20th. You might want to check that one out and get yourself some weapons or ammo or whatever at some really reasonable prices. Just go to the website to find out more, twoguysshows.com. All right, there she is, the Brookster, the red-haired bandit herself. By the way, remember the red-tailed airplanes in World War II?
Yeah.
They got nothing over you.
No, they don't.
How are you doing this morning? How are you doing this morning?
And I love, that's my intro song. I love it. I just want to celebrate another day of living.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
Let's talk about some real enthusiasm out there for the president, because a million people have now signed up for that rally in Tulsa. And last night, the governor of Oklahoma comes out and goes, I think we're going to have to find a larger venue. You know, we might have to put this outside. Now, I'm thinking out loud. He's talking about the University of Tulsa football stadium that seats 55,000 people.
Yeah, all I could think of is when they said, in the movie Jaws, and he goes, I think we're going to need a bigger boat.
Mm-hmm.
I am one of those people who got one of those tickets, and I love it. It's got to be scaring the daylights out of the Democrats, and good for it, because
sure,
they are just running roughshod and wreaking havoc all over the country. And my only hope is that the suburban mothers out there, who apparently are like some prized voting bloc see that this is what they're, what's going to happen to them. This is what Democrats are going to bring to them and their children.
Well,
chaos.
Let's hope.
And danger.
So.
And danger.
Yeah, let's hope so. But people need to be walking around now with their eyes wide open, because all you got to do is turn on the television. Well, I'll give you an example. Last night, again, we're just kind of cruising along. Everything is going on really good, right? And then what happens? Well, let's see. We have something called Portland again. And there was a demonstration at a mall called the Pioneer Place Mall. It went south very quickly. They set fires to the dumpsters around the building. They also managed to vandalize the building. They also managed to do looting in the mall. And, I mean, the police finally, you know, got there in numbers, and they called it a riot and said everybody they got to leave or else.
So you mean you had a dumpster fire in a liberal city?
Had more than one. You had a whole bunch of them.
No, but like a real dumpster fire and then a metaphorical dumpster fire.
Yeah, no,
but
real one.
What I don't understand, honestly, is that the malls, this should be a lesson to the malls that they need to have iron guards on their doors. They shouldn't even be able to get into the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they, you know, if they go through the roof, whatever, that's something different. But these people are too stupid to get on the roof, you know. But malls should be reconsidering that idea, because the mall crashing has been happening even before this. But, you know, we were talking off air. The liberals between Seattle and Portland, okay, mm-hmm. and I know people that actually live in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
These people are actually not far left, but they're very liberal, very liberal. And it's like, this is what you're going to get when you vote for this. So if you want to have a business in one of these cities, this is what you're going to get. Because this is how if you saw the video of Inslee laughing when they first told him about them taking over Chaz, Chup, Crazy Town in Seattle, he was laughing.
Well, sure.
I mean, these people are voted. These people are elected to represent their citizens, and this is how they represent them. So they're going to have to feel the pain and hurt. And I'm telling you right now, Trump and the Republicans better absolutely not give them money. I don't care who it is. Any of these Democrats that have kept their country, their states closed or their cities closed, and then let these rioters and looters and
right.
you know, protesters or whatever run roughshod over their cities, no
right.
money for you. Sorry.
Let me ask you a question, because Eric's asking me a question. I don't know the answer. Maybe you do. Is the governor of Oregon Jerry Brown's sister?
I don't know, actually.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's such a beautiful, between Washington and Oregon, though, they're so beautiful. And California, so the West Coast over there, just the topography, the states are so beautiful. And they're destroying them.
Going up and down I-5, you go pretty much right along the Pacific Ocean. It's a gorgeous drive.
It's stunning. Mm-hmm. I mean, and why do they want, you know, I have debates with people about that. And they, you know, some of them say, well, they're in there deliberately to do this. And I'm thinking, the populace has no idea. So if they are, you know, from de Blasio, who's destroying New York City in record time, I mean, I don't understand why you would want to destroy.
Did you hear what he did in the Jewish sections of the city?
Yes, I did. And guess who donates? Guess where Democrats get 50% of their donations from? Jewish donors. I did on my show. They're coming for you. I don't care. Nobody is safe.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's safe. So the fact, and by the way, I don't want to hear this. I know this is Trump's philosophy about this. I don't want to hear another damn word about rallies, about opening, about anything about coronavirus. When they let these people stand side by side, no inches apart, thousands of them, and you saw what happened in that massive rally, black trans, I mean, there aren't even that many black trans in the country. It's pathetic. But anyways, you know, the rally in New York, I don't want to hear anything about social distancing or anything else. And anybody who thinks that they're going to close down cities, counties, or states again, they're pushing people too far.
Well, the 3,000 protesters that got arrested in Minneapolis, every one of them was tested when they went to jail, and 1.5% of them had a positive test. out of 3,000.
Yeah.
What's that tell you?
It tells me that it's a joke, the whole thing. I heard
correct.
It, Chris Martowski, too, but
yep.
That's why I have, you and I have always talked about this. I have called it a planned pandemic.
Right.
It's a real illness,
but
the whole thing is a hoax. And it's just setting the stage for what was to come next. I firmly believe if you look at it from just a logical point of view, you have this situation, you shut everything down. First of all, you drive everybody crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked, you know, I went to the dentist yesterday, I talked with her about her kids, and they're having a really hard time. And I think we have no idea what we've done to the children of this country with this pandemic, shutting down the schools and all of that. Okay. But then you set up a situation where everybody has to wear masks, which I don't wear a mask, but people wear masks, right? In their cars, which shows that they are proving Darwin's theory right.
Yeah. I've seen it. Mm-hmm.
By themselves. And I'm like, is there a dog you're trying to not to get sick, or just anyway. So they have a mask. So what happens when you wear a mask? You go into a place and nobody can identify you when you're committing a crime. And they let 80,000 criminals all over the country run loose. So it was totally a planned thing, and a pox on their heads, and they have a special place in hell. Whoever wrote this planned demic plan.
Okay.
Has a special place in hell.
Guess what? The governor of Oregon is, in fact, Jerry Brown's youngest sister.
Shocker.
Uh-huh.
Shocker.
Yeah.
And isn't Nuisance Pelosi's nephew?
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, we got about a minute left. I want to make this real quick.
Okay.
The flag yesterday.
Oh, my God. A folded flag to the newest martyr of the Democrat Party. Look, the guy should not have been killed. He was a junkie. He was an active junkie and a criminal, a 7-time felon or 5-time, whatever it was. Put a pistol to the stomach of a pregnant female who was black, by the way, the Democrats' most loyal voting constituency. This whole thing is an atrocity. And if you're a Democrat and you see that, and you continue to vote for Democrats, and you're in the service, and you've had a family member die, you need mental health. Seriously, you need serious therapy. Get Jesus. Really, get help.
All right. Well, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on this station I'm talking on right now here in Tampa, you can hear Brooke Talks America. She's on with Colonel Jim Warshak, and all sorts of interesting things go on, and you just never know what you're going to hear. Not to you.
You never do, but she will always be talking about something that she loves very much. And you know what that is?
Freedom.
America.
Okay. I'm going to say freedom. Well, America.
Yes. Well, that's that encompasses all of it.
All right. Well, you stay low. Try to stay out of trouble. And don't forget the suntan lotion. It's going to be a real scorcher again.
God bless the troops. Take care.
Thank you. That's Brooke Talks America. And you can go over to her website, brooketalksamerica.com, find out more about her. And I call it a little red-haired spitfire. How's that? Because she's got plenty of spunk to go around for everybody in the building. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. Coming back with a beach and boating forecast, and then we'll hear an Edwards Notebook.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Vote.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, and now it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, the largest franchise of all of the 232 franchises across the country. And here we go. Be mostly sunny today, and I do mean sunny. Bring the sun tan lotion with you. You're going to need it. High around 90 degrees out there, too, by the way. The winds will start out of the northeast, and then they'll turn around to the northwest, and they'll be blowing about 8 to 15 miles an hour most of the day. The sea will have a light chop, 1 to 2 feet. Now, the Gulf water temperature is back up to 87 degrees, and I'm telling you, bring a bar of soap. And the bay water temperature is at 86 degrees. The low tide happened at 4:54 a.m. about an hour ago, and the high tide is coming at 11:24 a.m. Now, that's the beach and boating forecast for the Sun Coast, the Nature Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day out on the water. And Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing, too. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as probably the ultimate way to get away from everything, and you can load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, have a great time in the water with your friends and family, and sun sanitize too, and get rid of all that germy stuff that's floating around here with the COVID-19, right? Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, bring your fishing poles, bring your water skis, whatever, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. Now, you can call Freedom Boat Club at 855-FREEDOM, that number 855-FREEDOM, because with their 232 locations across the country, if you join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, the largest franchise in the system, 509 boats at 30 locations, you will get $1,000 off the one-time entry fee. Everybody gets $1,000 off the one-time entry fee. But if you're a veteran, if you're a first responder, if you're a teacher, if you're a healthcare worker, you get 3 months free off your membership. How about them apples? $1,000 off the entry fee, plus vets, first responders, teachers, and healthcare workers, 3 months free on your membership. So that's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay for the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And remember, the number is 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, and you get reciprocity to go anywhere, anywhere in the system across the United States. And when our buddy Keith Marsh was here last week, he also said, guess what? That includes Europe, because they've got 3 locations over in France right now. All right, and it's time now to hear the Ron Edwards Notebook.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery." Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, Mr. Jefferson completely understood the importance and meaning of freedom, and more importantly, liberty, which comprises both freedom and responsibility. Freedom and liberty are not automatic, just because some of us may speak or write about them. Freedom and liberty, as derived from the Christian principle of being accountable for one's own actions. In other words, if we the people are to be free, then we must be willing to act responsibly and to push back the dark malaise of the leftist political efforts to use brainwashed black Americans to bitterly declare for their own demise as they seek to get rid of local police departments. Yes, they want their thug friends to be free to do whatever they want to do, but also, as is typical with many Americans who viciously hate the United States of America, just like the leftist white Americans, they want the United Nations to bring in a Marxist police force to help stamp out the remaining vestiges of our exceptional way of life, and then install peaceful slavery. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com for news updates and other great stuff.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and of course we have him on every Tuesday and every Thursday, so don't forget about that one either, and you can catch more by going to theronedwards.com, the website. Now, you know, it should come as no surprise that Planned Parenthood would endorse Joe Biden, a 50-year-old Washington elitist who's controlled by the radical ideas of the Democratic Party, who now has gone so far left that even your mother's grandma wouldn't understand who they are, in an effort to conform to the far left's agenda. Now, Biden is now calling for zero restrictions on abortion and wants to force taxpayers to foot the entire bill. Now, Biden's also made promises to codify the Roe v. Wade decision, taking the issue out of the hands of our duly elected Supreme Court justices. And in sharp contrast, President Trump is the most pro-life president in history so far and has safeguarded the rights of the unborn, not only in America, but abroad. Planned Parenthood's endorsement only further solidifies Joe Biden's cowardly submission to the radical DNC and his extreme position on abortion. Now, that statement that I just read you came from Father Frank Pavone, co-chair of the Pro-Life Voices for Trump. And kudos to him for putting that out there. Now, you know, the story of how the country went from nothing to more than 500,000 COVID tests on some days is a tale of inspired private-public cooperation. Media often insisted that there was no testing planned and no way they were going to be able to find out how many people had this coronavirus thing, simply because the plan wasn't centralized enough and a line of attack pursued by Democrats as well. Well, guess what? They're all wrong. Every single one of them. They're all wrong. And it's been proven such over and over and over again by the testing that's been done. Think about this. Been proven wrong. By the way, Seattle, boy, the Seattle Police Officers Guild President Mike Sullivan is warning that it's quite clear that the city of Seattle elected officials are lacking the political will to enforce the rule of the law. And this is the closest that Mike Sullivan said he's been in a 20-year professional in public safety service career as a police officer of our country to seeing a lawless state develop right square in front of his eyes. Wow. Truer words were never spoken, right? Because they've lost, well, again, let's just take a look at some cities here. You got Minneapolis. You know what happened there. You've got Portland. You know what happened there again last night. And you've got Seattle. And the hooligans that are there, I was thinking of another word, but I'm not going to say it. The hooligans that are there are making life miserable for everybody. Now, I know what's going on. And I know how they're doing it. Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals on steroids that they've been trying to put through and make their changes and fundamentally transfer the United States of America, transform the United States of America since the 1960s. They've been trying to do it and they're doing it. And the major pressure for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure on the opposition. That's what they're doing all the time, every time. Just jam it, jam it, jam it, jam it, jam it. And folks, we need to be united. The left is trying to divide the Republicans and Americans in general. There are enough Democrats to criticize, and there's no need for us to go after President Trump. We'll not win this if we don't stand united. We need to be united. We need to stay that way. We need to stay the course. And by God, if we do, we are going to win again in November. It's that simple. By the way, this last little segment here of the program has been brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota. All their blind shades and shutters made in the U.S. of A., and they're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Dominic's offers of installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, unlike the big box stores. Try to get that done. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345. Call them up. Tell them the captain sent you. Well, you're going to be hearing the Talking Head Show talk today about the stuff that we broke last night that happened in the middle of the third watch again. We'll see if they talk about Portland and what happened there last night. It's under control now, but it wasn't. In the meantime, I'll see you all tonight. Have a great day. Stay safe. God bless America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.